So right now, for my audio listeners, if I seem a little distracted right now, it's because I'm getting head from a damn dog, from a damn pug. I was able to track down that pug from that video where the pug is rubbing its paw on his little pug cock and sort of stroking it, sort of twerking down on it. Was able to track him down. He's sort of a nasty little man whore dog slut that I like to play around with and see what's cooking. If it's really loud, it's because I'm parked right next to a bunch of snow removal guys. They're trying to get rid of the big snow pile in this parking lot. So they're going beep 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 beep. I would have found a different parking lot to do this in, but I don't really care if you enjoy this or not. Yeah, I'm just sort of thinking about what I want to do in my community. We're a very together community. The Battlefords, but I want us to be more together. And so what I want to do is put together a It would be sort of a, it would be like a sandcastle building contest, but with like shit logs and diarrhea would be is my dream. You can wear gloves if you want to, because we're not nasty freaks like that. But it's sort of a beautiful community, so we use. You can use. You can use dog crap, or if you want to go with a more organic approach, you can use your own crap. Oh, the snow removal guys are leaving. Epic, epic. They knew the AHE was in the spot. They said, we better tear ass out of here. We better tie our tails in a knot and get skedaddling. They said to themselves, AHE is in the spot. He just pulled up, and we got a this is serious business. He's got to talk about having sex with animals and making shit sculptures. This is an important show. I get messages all the time. They say, "Listen, Aaron, AHE saved my life. I was gonna kill myself. I was on the ledge. I was on the ledge, and you, I heard one episode of the AHE, and I stepped down from the ledge. I was on a bridge, and I was about to swan dive off of it into water. I was on the San Francisco Bridge." And I was about to swan dive off, and then I realized the AHE had put out a new ep. It dropped a new ep, and so I stepped down from the ledge. I get messages like that all the time. I had the gun in my mouth, Aaron. I had the gun in my mouth, Aaron. Aaron, I had the rifle in my mouth. And I turned on an episode of the AHE, and you were talking about camel toes. And for a second, I felt human again. I felt like maybe I'm not such a nasty freak who needs to commit suicide. Camel toes are a normal thing. Camel toes are a normal thing that you need to jerk off to. And your podcast helped me realize that, and your podcast also helped me realize that I'm not such a nasty freak for loving watching a girl stuff her belly full of mukbang. You know, she gets a too much McDonald's and she eats, 15, 20 Big Macs. Or she's stirring up what is called in the feeder community a cake shake, where you get a whole box of cake mix, and you mix it into a bunch of milk, a bunch of whole milk, so there's that extra fat content. And you mix it down in like a big juice jug, and then you chug it down while your belly's out. And the panties are can barely contain all the gunt that you have, because you've been such a good girl, and you drank all your cake shakes for the week. But anyways, I get messages all the time that say, "Aaron, you helped me step down from the ledge. I thank you so much. I've got a wife and two kids now. And one is, I have a gay son and a thot daughter, and I love them both equally." Because their sexuality is none of my business, Which is not what I would say. I can respect that they would have children, a gay son and a thot daughter, and that they wouldn't try to have sex with them or do anything, any sort of nasty freak, pedo incest. But I couldn't say the same for myself. But I say, you're a good guy, and I applaud you for, I applaud you for being a, upright citizen, and I thank you for being a loyal listener to the AHE, is what I say. And then I go back to getting my cock and balls licked by a pug. This is the way the world works, and this is the beauty of life, is that you say your piece, and people applaud you and love you. That's the beauty of it, is you just got to be honest and say, "I have a gay son and a thot daughter, and I can't keep my damn hands off of them." And then you save the lives of millions of pedophiles. Is the beauty of the podcast. I'm realizing what a disgusting behavior it is to podcast. What a trite, meaningless endeavor. Anybody who has a podcast is like the stupidest guy ever. Like, easily. And like, if you got every podcaster in a room, if you had like a convention for podcasts, maybe they do have it. If they do have it, or if they're going to make it, I insist that they either name it if it's new, or rename it if it's not new, but that they would make the name DroolCon, because it would be a bunch of it would be like a bunch of like a podcast convention would be like a bunch of retards. It'd be a bunch of retards, like, humping doorknobs and drooling on themselves. Like, that's what the podcasting community is. Like, we're not like intelligent, meaningful people. We are like the lowest common denominator. Is my feeling. But anyways, yeah, for the audio listeners, I'm getting head from a dog, and this do uh this this, it's a pug, and this pug is going to eat my ass, and it's going to, it's going to, yeah, it's, we're going to make out, and, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be this new, beautiful thing. You know, it's going to be like, you know how, like, being gay was, like, illegal until, like, 2013? This is going to be the new, you have sex, people have sex with pugs, and it's going to be, like, a cool thing. I'm going to shift the narrative. The narrative shifted again with the LGBTQ community. That was awesome. That was beautiful. But we need to bring it back to where it started. You know? Before Adam had Eve, what do you think he was doing with all this time? He was in a garden, you know, naked, you know, eating a big bundle of grapes. Eating a big, huge bundle of grapes. An inordinate amount of grapes, I will say. It was unseemly, the amount of grapes he was eating. But, who do you think he was eating those grapes, all those grapes for, in an attempt to seduce? There was no Eve, you know? And I'm not saying the angels weren't watching. I'm not saying God wasn't watching. But who's to say he wasn't, you know, fucking on a damn gopher? Those things are, dude, you look at a gopher, you look at a ferret, you look at any of those sort of long, those long little, like, critters. What's the word for that? Vermin? You look at any of those little, you know, sausagey critters, and you immediately understand where the fleshlight came from. You go, I get it now. I get it now. This is what Adam did before there was Eve. It's quite a beautiful thing. But I'm just here to say that the bestiality community is underrepresented, and it's a beautiful thing. You can have sex with a snake or a lizard. You put your cock in a lizard's mouth, you know. It uses its little split tongue, you know, and it you know, it gets both sides of the shaft. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. But you can have sex with, you can have sex with any animal, as my belief. This is just my two cents, and I know you're not gonna, you maybe won't agree with me, but in 2113, you know, I'll have a whole lead, it'll be the whole world. I was going to say it's going to be a legion, but it'll be the whole world. You know how the whole world is like, you know, being gay rules now, and that wasn't how it was back in, you know, even like 20 years ago. People are going to be like, I need to have sex with a giraffe. And I would agree with you, but I would say we gotta measure your damn pecker first, because it might, giraffes are reserved, because they've got such long necks, they're reserved for, our black kings, you know, they got that long dong, they got that snossage, they got that pecker to behold, is my feeling. So if you want to roll with the big dogs, you better have, you know, you better have the cock to show for it, is my opinion. But yeah, you can have, in my opinion, you can have sex with any animal. You can have sex with a snake or a dog. Do they have? I'm almost positive in like 2013. Maybe not 2013, maybe like 2015, 2014, 2015. There was a whole thing about dogs with Down syndrome. Is that a thing? I think it is. I'm almost positive that if you Google dogs with Down syndrome, you will see dogs with Down syndrome. If that is a reality, does it get any more fuckable than that? Does a single creature in the world get any more fuckable than that? I don't know. It's something that seriously needs to be pondered, something that seriously needs to be considered by scientists. You know, if you were to get a bunch of scientists in a room together and they were to come up with the world's most fuckable animal, like they did, or with the with you know the guy they have that guy who's designed to survive they have that guy who's designed to survive car accidents, and he looked like Ethan from H3H3. They should get a bunch of scientists in a room together to figure out what the world's most fuckable creature is. Probably a dog with Down syndrome. It probably is that. You know, we don't gotta beat around the bush. We don't gotta say, oh, it's a human being. Literally, who is attracted to human beings? What are you, stupid? I'm trying to get my viewers up into the upper echelon of things where they can go, you know, this is the next step. You know, human beings having sex with human beings? What is this, the 1800s? What is this, the 1700s? You know, I'm trying to get, you know, I want to start seeing, you know, women impregnated with what, a human fetus? No, it's a horrible, grotesque, like, combination. It's like three different, you know, animals or something like that, you know. It's human, and then there's like a chicken and a rat and a snake or a chameleon. That's what I want to see. That's just, I think, the that's just the that's just the way the future is going. You know, are you going to be on the wrong side of history and keep fucking human beings consensually, or are you going to be on the right side of history and let 10 animals run a train on you? You know, you got to think about the future. What kind of future do you want your children to live in? Do you want a future where your children are human, or do you want like a future where they're in sort like your children are sort of in a horrific like half state of consciousness, you know, where they're not really a human being, but they're not really an animal, and so they're sort of. They're looking, you know, through the eyes of something that could potentially have a soul, but maybe it's not, you know. What does three quarters of a soul even look like? What does half a soul look like? What does one quarter of a soul look like? You know, it's something to ponder. And I think that's what the future is that we all are walking around where horrible amalgamations of animals, and we maybe have one quarter of a soul, And then think about it. You can do so much more sin. So much more sin. Because who's getting hurt? We're all not even human anymore. We're just sort of kind of a thing. We're barely even a thing anymore. We're like atoms with a couple more thoughts than the average animal, maybe. But that's what the future is going to be. And I think if you want to be a part of the future, you better start having sex with every animal you see. And listen, you know, you think about all the great, like, people of history that have made a difference. And there are people that were, like, disagreed with. Like, every great scientist, you know, who's made the next step, who's taken the next step, has always been some, you know, horrible, you know, seen as some horrible person in their time. But then, you know, progressed the world into the beautiful, you know, planet that we live on now. So you've got to think, do I want to be a thing of the past, or do I want to have, you know, a chicken and a dog and a snake do bukkake on me? You know, these are the things you must, if you are to be a part of the future, you must consider these things, you know. And you don't have to agree with me. You can, you know, you can stay behind, but just know we're all going to be experiencing the future, you know? Oh, what? How much of a soul do you have? Oh, I've got 1/8. I'm mostly animal. Oh, that's interesting. You know? Do you want to be an interesting person of the time? Or do you want to be, do you want to be an interesting person of the time? Do you want to be esteemed, or do you want to be forgotten? Because you will be forgotten, you know? You could be a monument of the time in a good way, where you are an amalgamation of animals, or you could be a monument of the time in that you're what Laura Ingalls is to us right now, is what you would be in the future by not having sex with 50 animals a day. I don't know. It's something to think about. It's really something you need to ponder. I just don't want anybody getting left behind. Yeah. But anyways, I've been to the library. I went to the library yesterday, and I'm just starting to get comfortable there. I used to go to the library, and like the turnstile would go off on me, and I would turn around and I'd go, oh, am I okay? Oh, don't shoot me. I'm just a boy. Now I just walk right through that shit. I don't give a fuck, dude. Just slip right through. Goes off of me, don't give a shit. Don't even look back. And part of what has given me this newfound confidence was just on this very last trip I went, and I realized, oh, I'm the only sober person here. Oh, okay, I gotcha. Like, I'm easily the most non-problematic person here. Cool. Because I go in there and I just get anxious, and there's, you know, people and... But then, yeah, just very recently I've been like, oh shit, like, I'm easily the most compliant person here. You know? Because everybody else in the library, like, they don't have, like, internet. Nobody in the library is reading. I'm the only person in the library reading, and I'm not even reading anything. I'm reading, like, graphic novels and the Quran. Like, I'm not, like, in there really, like, learning. I'm just sort of you know, meditating on imagery and faith. But everybody else in there, they're fucking, they're going on YouTube because they don't have internet, so they're going and they're watching the closest thing they can get away to porn on the computers. They're accessing the internet, and then they're watching, like, twerk videos. And then even so, like, the library attendant's gotta go, like, hey, you can't be watching fucking twerk videos, you know, rubbing on your shit through your sweatpants. What are you doing? You know, I've never been kicked out once. And I'm starting to realize, oh, people get kicked out often because most of these people are on drugs or on alcohol or on both. Me, I'm more go in there, and if I'm on anything, I'm standing on business is what I'm doing in there. I'm fucking posted up, you know, learning about the similarities between being a Muslim and being a Christian and the beauty of that. But yeah, that helped me a lot. Just this last trip has helped me immensely. And I've been going there for like a year and a half now. And it's been yeah, I just get very like anxious, but starting to chill out now, figure out my my place. Yeah, starting to figure out my place.